Steph, it was a great day for you in the Frankfurt Marathon Sunday. Olympic qualifying time, of course. Scottish record, 2:26:40. It was your second marathon. I just wonder, do you feel now, and obviously looking ahead to Tokyo, do you feel right, I am now a marathon runner?
It's a really big question. I think there is part of me now that has a bit more belief in myself. It's been tough because I've had two quite tame build-ups. One, my first marathon was very short. This one was, some people might say there was distractions with Doha and it wasn't fully geared towards a marathon, but I'm delighted with my time. I think I ran positively with a free mind and I really wanted the record. I would like to call myself a marathoner, but I can see the strength and depth of a nucleus of girls I'm moving forward with, and I'd like to still see my times tumble. So yeah, fingers crossed.
What was the feel? And of course, I suppose this is relevant for people who aren't elite, but anybody who, if you'd never get comfortable in the marathon, but the difference between you debut in Valencia in December and now October in Frankfurt, okay, running much faster, yeah. But in your body and how you reacted, especially in the later stages?
Yeah, there was a huge learning curve even in the space of one marathon, really. So Valencia, I've only really done probably a 6-month build-up in this year, 3 months prior to this race, and not even 3 months, it's probably 8 weeks prior to Valencia, actually. And I guess for me, I felt really good knowing that this time round in my marathon build-up, it was more specific. Like my first marathon build-up, I only had a 5-mile tempo as my longest tempo. My mileage was averaged about 68.5. Now I've moved up to about 80-mile average per over 12 weeks, which I'm pleased with, and I know that there's still more room to go. But I think actually that didn't find me out. I felt really good, but for me it was actually a refueling learning curve yesterday, meaning that the last 7K, I just needed to take on more gels or more drinks, but I didn't take it on early enough, and that really did come back. And I really understand what the marathon's about now. But I got to 40K, had my bottle, and finished strong again. So I think there's some things that I can work on, for sure.
Well, talking about things you can work on, let's tempt fate and the gods, but say you're in Tokyo, Olympic marathon. There seems to be a move towards now the marathon in going to Sapporo, yeah. Where weather conditions consistently are friendlier than in Tokyo in midsummer. Would you prepare any differently if it really is Sapporo?
I don't think so. I think from what I've heard, the temperature is still between 25 and 26 degrees compared to maybe the 30 degrees to 32 that they're expecting in Tokyo. So for me, it's going to be new challenges compared to my normal climate at home living in Britain. So I've got to prepare with humidity and heat training, and those tools I'm going to have to learn quite quickly now. I'm quite a quick learner, but if things do go well, then absolutely I'd love to be racing for Great Britain in the marathon. I think the Japanese running scene's insane and fabulous, so I would love to experience that at Olympic Games and just focus on my internal performance and having the best impact I can have at an Olympic Games. I've been to two already, and for me, I want to see, is it the 10K or the marathon? But I think it's more likely to be the marathon.
Well, yesterday was a good pointer. Steph Twell, congratulations and thanks very much.
Thank you.